Okay, Tarawai, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 4th of December, Vov Kislev, Rabbi Binyamin Marks, Chirim of Rabbeinu Gershom.
Morning, everybody. Actually, a few different Chiramim Rabbeinu Gershom made. So, the one I'm going to be talking about, Mr. Hashem, this morning, principally, is the Rabbeinu Gershom made, probably the most well known Chirim that he made. Is the chayim that he made that a man is not allowed to marry more than one wife. So this week's parasha, Parashas Vayetz, we know Yaakov Avinu goes off under the direction of his mother and his father, Yitzchok and Rivka, and he goes off to Lavan, and his plan was basically to find a shidduch, and we know he ended up marrying not just Rachel, he ended up marrying Leah, or the other way around, not just Leah, also Rachel. And he also had the Shvachos as well, Bilhah and Zilpah. So Yaakov Avinu got rather more than he bargained. He ended up basically with four wives. Rabbeinu Gershom made a chayrim that a man should not marry more than one wife. So what the Chazal, obviously Rabbeinu Gershom is a Rishon, he lived about 1,000 years ago. So what the Chazal tell us about how many wives a man is allowed to have. So, we know a melech, there's various different issurim that a melech is not allowed to do things. There are certain things the Torah said a melech can't do to protect him from becoming overly haughty, overly powerful, because he's particularly prone to such a thing. So one of the things the Torah said a melech, he's not allowed to do lo yabe lo noshim. He's not allowed to have more too many wives. The Chazal say Chazal learn. That means he's not allowed to have more than 18 wives. So the Rambam, the Chinuch says very clearly, this lab only applies to a melech. It means a regular person, per the letter of the law, the Raisa, he can have more than 18 wives, no problem. As with one condition, we know that there's a mitzvah. There's mitzvah shef. So no man has to be able to support his wife. And if a man cannot support his wife, then he's going to be mevatel, he's being mevatel that chiyuv. So that's the only condition. If a man would have sufficient resources, then he could marry as many wives according to the resources which he has. So if you look, there's a Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Hayam and Aleph. So the Gemara actually brings a machloikus. It's a machloikus between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ami and Rava. So Rabbi Ami there says, he says, any man who takes an additional wife over the wife that he has, yoytzeg v'yitzeg suma. So Rabbi Ami, I looked at it a little bit, I didn't see clearly in the Shonim exactly what the base of Rabbi Ami is. I don't believe Rabbi Ami holds it as an Issa D'Raisa. Like I said, the only Issa D'Raisa on this Indian, I believe, is unless you're being a vatel, obviously, the vatel of the assay, you're being able to support the wife. But assuming, aside from that aside, the only Issa D'Raisa to be Ma'avin Oshim is on a melech. I believe it's a poshut he held, Rabbi Ami held that it's an assumed condition upon the start of a marriage. When a man gets married to an Isha, then he's not going to take another wife. And that was meant maybe he holds that to Konos Chazal. The Chazal made such a thing. That's Shittas Rabbi Ami. Rami says, Kolam nois Isha al Ishtoi, Yoitse, Vyite, Ksuba. He's Mechuyu to the Garish, the first one, and give her Ksuba. Now you can't pat her without Ksuba, you have to give her Ksuba. But Rabbi is Choylik, Rabbi says, no. The man can marry as many noshim as he likes, as long as he can be omer v'sipukayu, as long as he can support them. Right? So that is, and that's how the Rambam paskins like Rava, that's the locha. Okay, so that is as far as the Dina de Raisa, as Dina de Gomorrah is concerned. So we come now to this man of Rabbeinu Gershom. I can't tell you what was going on historically in that time. I wasn't able to find any historical information about any particular why there would be a particular reason why he would have been going to this chayrim. Rabbeinu Gershom lived about 1,000 years ago, about the 4,700s, about the year 900 CE. that century. So this is one of the takanas he made. He made a takana, obviously, that person shouldn't marry a second lady. Why did he make such a takana? So there's very different reasons we find. There's two main reasons that the Rishonim, we find in the Rishonim. So the first reason we find the Marik. The Marik brings from a tshuva from the Rashba. Interesting tshuva from the Rashba. The Rashba is discussing a man whose wife, Aleinu, became a meshugah, a shoita, and he was looking for a heter. Can he marry a second time? So he was very worried about the chayma Rabbeinu Gershon. So one of the things that Rashba writes there, he explains, he says that he believes that the chayma Rabbeinu Gershon was only made in order to stop, as he says it, pritzim v'hoylelim from being me'oylel b'nashuseyim. Which means, that he was worried, Rabbeinu Gershon was worried that you have people are pritzim who, they decide, you know what, they're bored of their wife, and they just want looking for an excuse, they want to get married, so they're going to just stop, they'll go and marry, they won't putter the first one with a get, they'll leave her alone, and they'll go and get married a second time, without taking care of the first one, without any real good reason. So therefore he made a takana in order to stop these pritzim from taking advantage of the fact that a man can marry more than one wife, and he said, no, you're not allowed. You have to divorce, you want to get married a second time, fine, but you have to give a get to the first isha. That's what the shit of the Marik, that's the Rashba says, that's the reason for the Tekoma. There's another reason we find, the Hagos Modcha, the Darkei Moshe in Ibn Ezra, Simon Aleph, brings the Hagos Modcha, and the Hagos Modcha says that, very simple reason, he says we know, it's Yadua, that co-wives, Tzoros, are generally not too favourably disposed one towards the other. Tzoros. So because of that, because of Ktoto, that's the lotion they use. Because the Ktoto is not very good for a family unit. Interesting, I didn't mention, the Rambam does say that if a man wants to marry more than one wife, he has to have a house for each one. Each one has to have their own house. I think that was the Derech. Bismanom, even the Bismana Rambam, I think it was quite normal. The Chayre Ben Gershon did not spread, as we'll see, didn't spread obviously to many areas of Sfan. And he says that each Isha has to have her own house. And I mean, it's very understandable, at least in the light of this, there's this big chashash that they're going to argue, so certainly the aleph base is you need to make sure they're not living in the same house and sharing the same kitchen. Okay, so that's the reason that Gos Modcha says that in order that they shouldn't be ktata, it's going to cause too much machlokes, right? Okay, so now we come to a very interesting point that we find. And the Mechaber, I'll read you the Lashon. The Mechaber brings down here in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, Ibn Ezra, Simon Aleph, he brings down as follows. He says, Ibn Gershom Hichrim al Anoisa Isha al Ishtoi. Ibn Gershom made a Chayrim on somebody who marries on an additional Isha al Ishtoi. Okay, this is out. The Lo Poshta Tiknosu B'cholam Adinus. His Tekona that he made didn't spread everywhere. The Lo Hichrim Ela Ad Soif Elef HaChamishi. Says the Mechaber that the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom was only made until the end of Elef HaChamishi, which means, like we said, if Rabbeinu Gershom lived approximately in the 770, it's about 1,000 years ago. So until the year 5,000, basically. Right? He only made the Tekon until then. Says the Ramah, the Ramah says straight away, but nonetheless, Mekomokim, Mechomedinus Elu, and all our Medinus at the Kona Minuk, Mekoma Oimid. Okay, the Minuk, he says, even though he didn't make the Tekona for more than the year 5000, but nonetheless, we are still knowing according to this the Chayim. So the Makar for the Mechab here is actually the same, the Tshuva of the Marik, that I said before, B'Shein the Rashba. He says, Rashba writes that he heard that Rabbeinu Gershom only made this Tekona for a very limited period.
So the reason for that?
Oh, so that's what we're going to discuss now. So why should it be? Why should it be that if you make such a chayrin, why should it, we have a limited, you know, normally, you know, tikkunah, chazal make tikkunahs, even after chazal, the rishonim make tikkunahs, why should it be that this was in of a limited nature? So, there's a very interesting, the truth of the Mishkan is Yaakov. So the Mishkan is Yaakov, first, he says, first of all, you should know it's not a davar muskim, this idea. Clearly, not everybody agrees that it was only limited in nature. He says the proof of that is that we find many Rishonim who discussed this Chayrim, and they never said, oh, it's not Noig anymore, Bismaneinu, it's not really Noig, it's just a Minog. Then clearly many Rishonim understood that this Chayrim was still relevant. The Marshal says in Yom Shloimeh, in Yevomos, he also says he disagrees with this. He says that was what they heard. His opinion is that that's not the case. His opinion is that the Chayrim is bin Koyma Oymi. So the Mishkan Ziyadim explains, what's the machloikas? Why should it be, if it is the case, that it was of a limited nature, why should it be like that? So he says as follows. He says that we know that there's an issue in the Torah about Toysif. You're not allowed to add on Lavim in the Torah. But we also know that there's a mitzvah for Chazal to create a Mishmeres. Mishmeres the Mishmarati. Yes.
Is there such an idea of like a Chayim that a rabbi felt that he can do it forever? I don't know.
Okay, so let's I'm going to explain, and hopefully your question will be answered in a second. Yeah. So there is like I said, there's an Issa Bal Toysif. You're not allowed to start adding on new Isurim, creating new Isurim. On the other hand, we know the Chazal definitely don't have the koach to make Isurim. Isurim derabonon. So the board's the Pshat. The Pshat is that when Chazal fell, they need to make a geder, a siyak, for an Issa deraisa. So to protect the deraisa, Chazal have the authorization from the Torah to create a mishmeres. You know, they're doing it to protect the deraisa. They're not just coming or inventing a new mitzvah, a new Issa. They're doing it to protect. There's the Raisa, there's the whole question about Purim. How can Chazal be Masakin, a whole new Yom Tov of Purim until they got to Nevuah, and they said, yes, it's okay. But to start inventing new mitzvahs or new Isurim, it's not poshut. Has to be that it's got some shaykhus to, has to be a geder, a siyag, a protection for a Raisa. So, says the Mishkan Yaakov, that's, we can suggest that that's the explanation of the machloikas, is that the two explanations that we said, either it's to stop people, the pritzim, from taking advantage and going off and just marrying another isha, or that it's because to stop ketoto. It's not really a shmeres for anisa deraisa. I mean, machloikas is not a good thing, but it's not. It's a very generalized. I don't think we can say that it's a geder a siag for a specific isa deraisa. So it says that's the tamim that Rishonim say. It's, and then the Daki Moshe, who is the one who says it's only Noig until Sefer Elef Chamishi, he brings that down as well, and he also says these reasons, so that it fits. Says the Mishkan Yaakov that those who argue will have a different rationale for why he made an explanation for why he made the Tekonah. And he suggests two reasons. He suggests reason why the Rebbeinu Goshen make this Chayvin. Number one, because it's a Zman of Golus. A Zman of Golus. And the Chazal said, there's an Issa, Lo Yissa Isha B'Medina Zu. A man shouldn't marry an Isha in one country, and then he should go and marry an Isha in another country. And neither one will know of the other. And because what's going to happen, he can have children from both ladies. And then he'll have two, a brother and a sister getting married, and they won't realize. Because they won't realize that they actually share the same father. So therefore Chazal said, a person's not allowed to get married, even if he's allowed to get married to two ladies, but not to two Noshim in two different Medinas. So Rabbeinu Gashem, one of the Chashashis he had was that because of Golus, and people, you never know when one place in one second, and the next year we could be living in another country, in another place, and a person be separated from his... So a person's marrying two different ladies, it could be separated from one, it'll end up... You'll end up with this scenario by accident, even though you didn't plan it. Maybe you didn't plan it being to marry Isha but Medina Cheres. Well, that's the way it comes out. So therefore, no, you're not allowed to marry any second Isha. You have to make sure you've given a get to the first one. If you've not given a get to the first, then I'm afraid you can't get married again. So he said, that we could look at as being a siyag for the raisa, because there's a siyag, it's a protection for arayas, right? Protection for arayas. So that would be considered to be something which is legitimate to say that it's still, it's a mishmeres, and therefore something which is still exists nowadays. Okay, so those are the two possibilities. Either that, so let me, and I clarify. Either that really Rabbi Gershom, Yotaka only made the Gezerah till the end of till the year 5000, and that seems to weigh the Mechaber Paskins, and that seems to weigh the Ramah also goes, because if you look at the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe, it's clear that even though the Ramah says yes, but Arutz's Minig Ashkenaz is still to keep to this Cherem, it's only Matoris Minig. Only Matoris Minig. It's not because the Cherem still exists. Really, the Cherem finished already. Oh, but there's a locha that where you have a Mokum, where your Noig is certain is, and no one's allowed to start coming along and be Noig different to that Minig. If the Minig is, we Noig is, Iyatarasha lehati bifneim, no one is allowed to come along and to be Mati that. That's what the Gon says, also here on the Ramah. The Ramah, it says that's the Pshat Ramah, that it's just Matoris Minig. Whereas the Mashal and the Mishkan Nes Yaakov says, also the opinion of many other Mishnayim, say no, that the reason why we're being Noigit Bizman Azeh, in the places where obviously the Cherem was accepted, there were places where the Cherem was never accepted in the first place, but where the Cherem was accepted, we keep it now because of the same Koyach that was created then by Rabbeinu Gershom, because of the based in Rabbeinu Gershom, that's why we keep it Bizman Azeh.
Sorry, I didn't hear a reason why it should be limited at all for the 300 years.
Because they're not, it should be limited.
Why it should be? What's the tzad that he would have limited?
Because if we can't explain why it's a mishmeres, if it's not a mishmeres for the raisa,
yeah.
So if it's just to stop there being machlokes in the home,
yeah.
It's not really a mishmeres for a specific issa the raisa.
No.
So therefore, Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't have the koyach to create an issa which is forever, because there's an issa bal toisa.
Why till the year 5000?
No, good question. Why does that make it better?
Maybe just his door or something.
Maybe, okay. Maybe, I don't know. That's what the Mishkan Zayak is. Why, and he doesn't say why it should be. It was for 200 and whatever years it was okay. That, but I don't know.
Association also between the stopped at Yibum as opposed to Chalitza. The same way there was Shol Shem Shemayim, and the Chayim obligation was for women to get married, a second wife, because. The reason which you gave before Shlomo is earlier than Shlomo saying, the level of your Shemaim of the men at that time
could be
extended across even by Dionysus, because there you're speaking about the Mavim, the Bachelor, the Dionysus people.
Yeah.
In order to do Chalitza,
yeah. Okay, I don't know, but time wise for that, I don't know. I mean, that's in the Gemara already that's discussed, because this is obviously this is much later than the Gemara. But yeah, I hear. Okay, so. Fine, that's very interesting. So now we come to two very interesting nafkaminas as a result of this. Okay, so the Ramah, first of it is a quite straightforward one. The Ramah says, what happens if this person is takanoisi shalishtoi? Let's say goes against the Cherem. If you look at the Chubas Forim, various Chubas Forim, it seems it did happen. Right? What do we do? So the Ramah says, Yeshayim de en koifin. We don't, okay, he did it, but en koifin. And the rationale for that is because it's just a minug. It doesn't have the same toikev. It would be a chayra of Rabbeinu Gershom. So then, what do you mean? He's been over on the chayra of Rabbeinu Gershom. But since it's just a minug, so therefore yesh oimin, that we're not koifer. The Maisel Ramah says not like that. The Maisel Ramah says, no, we are koifer on it. We are koifer. Oh, but the only reason why the Ramah has a tzad and he brings the Ramah in the Ramah, the Lakamosha brings in Ramah such an opinion that maybe we don't force him to marry, to divorce. Well, the second one, actually, is because perhaps it's just a minute.
She needs a get.
Definitely needs a get. Yeah, definitely needs a get.
Even if they're just at the Ksuba?
Even if?
If they stopped it after the Ksuba, they weren't together yet.
Well, sorry, if they stopped it, I stopped it before, they just did, what, they just did Kiddushin?
The Kiddushin, the Ksuba is the Abunan.
No, but they did Kiddushin and Nisuin. So let's say, if they did just in Kiddushin, it's a whole complication. But In a normal scenario, if he's got to marry to a second lady, then he's mechuyev to be, he's mechuyev to divorce the second one, actually, unless he can convince the first one to be makabel again. One thing I did mention, I keep forgetting to mention, I have to mention, is of course there is the other chayrim in a gershim, which I'm not really going to discuss. Obviously, the chayrim in a gershim is the, he needs the second chayrim, which is a person can't be magarish ishta bal karacho. Right? But the race of a man decides that he doesn't want anymore, here's the get, put it in her hand, and off she goes, whether she don't need das. Normally, kinyonim, you obviously need consent. For here, for a get, you don't need consent. You can just be Makarish Bal Kacha. Rabbi Negashim, he wanted to be Mashveh, in the Loshon, the Tshuva Rosh. He wanted to be Mashveh, Koyach Ha'ish, or Koyach Ha'ish. He wanted to make some equality. It's not just a modern thing. The Rabbi Negashim held the same way. He said, wanted to make equality between the Isha and the Ish. And he said, can't be Makarish and Isha Bal Kacha. You have to do only Beritzoyna. So obviously, that such a tekona can only stand with this tekona, right? If a person, if a Ben Gershon would have just made a tekona, you can't be Megarish Ish Dabar Kacha. Okay, fine, say this. I won't be Megarish, I'll just go get married to somebody else. So I won't give her a get. It's only possible to make a tekona that a person shouldn't be Megarish Ish Dabar Kacha if it also makes a tekona that you can't be Noise Ish Al Ish Dabar. Now, so these two gezeiros, two haramim, two tekonos are intrinsically linked together. Fine. So coming back to the nafka minis, there's another very important inyan which haven't discussed, and which there's also going to be a nafka mina on the discussion we had about whether or not the issa was the chayr was made permanently or just temporarily, is the heter known as the heter mei rabbonim. Now the rishonim. The Kolboy brings down something called Heter Mei Rabbonim. It seems to be that the understanding is that Rabbi Negershim, even though he made his Takana, but he made a loophole. He made a way that it can be, under certain circumstances, the man can be Nois Yishal Ishtoi, which is you get what's called the Heter Mei Rabbonim. 100 Rabbonim to sign a Ksav, that they approve, that they allow this man to remarry, even though he hasn't yet given a get to his wife. So that's brought down in the Rishonim. So it's interesting that you look in the Ramah, and you see that when the Ramah discusses various different cases where there may be a heter to marry Nois Ishal Ishtoi, which we'll discuss in a minute, he doesn't mention anything about heter Mary Bonin. And I believe it's it's Mefurash actually in the Darkei Moshe. It's the Darkei Moshe Lishitasoi, because the Ramah is of the opinion, like we said, that this Tekona of Rabbeinu Gershom was only made until the Soif Elef Hamishi. So therefore, he holds that in a situation where you have an issue, where a man is whatever reason we'll discuss would have had the heter with the heter Mei Rabbonim to be Nois Ishal Ishtoi, he holds therefore it's not necessary to get a heter Mei Rabbonim. Because anyway, Rabbeinu Gershom allowed for that loophole. So once Rabbeinu Gershom, Bizmanoi, allowed for a heter, with a heter Mei Rabbonim, so if a Bizmanenu, when there's anywhere only Mekoyach Minuk, so if you don't have to get heter Mei Rabbonim. Masha Engen, if you learn like the other Rishonim, like the Mishkan Tzeakiv says, the Rabbeinu Shonim hold, the way the Marashal says it, that it's actually, you know, it's Medina, that the Chayr Rabbeinu Gershom is still existent, therefore, we still require to get. It's still required Heter Mei Rabbonim. So what is the Heter Mei Rabbonim? So it's discussed, what does it mean? You have to go get Aksav, this man, whatever his circumstances, he has to go get Aksav from 100 different Rabbonim. Does it mean Mahamash Rabbonim? Does it mean they actually have to be, you know, Rabbonim in Shtot? Can they be Kamijotri Tamil Chachomim? Can they be even Bochrim learning in Yeshiva? It's all discussed here and in the Pisgah Tshuva. Seems to be, you have to have people who are learned people who are able to be Masadeh Kiddushin, people who know a bit halacha. What's the point of three medinas? The lashon has to be from three different countries. It can't just be Mei Rabbonim. It has to be from three different kehillas, three different countries. So the Chasam Sofer explains that the point is that different countries normally have different ways of thinking. Different kehillas have different ways of thinking. So if you can justify, if the Rav wants to be matin, say, yeah, this man deserves to be able to be Nois Ishal Ishtoi without giving her a get. If he can justify that to 100 different Rabbonim, Be'erach 30 in three different countries. It have to be exactly 30. It have to be 33. Obviously, it can't be 99 divided by 3. It have to be exactly 33 from three different countries. But roughly split between three different places. You know, if you can get Rabbonim in America, in London, and I don't know, probably other Manchester's has a different mentality. I've no idea. Three different places where they've got different mentality. If you can convince them that there's justification for allowing a get for a lady to get married without giving a get, then that's okay. So just to discuss quickly, we're running out of time, a few of the cases where Lamaisa, Aloch Lamaisa, where Aloch we are noyik to require, generally speaking, where possible, heter le rabbonim. The Bach says that that's the minhag, and could be that the minhag is on basis of what I said before, that it's because we take on perhaps that it's still the issa is still existent, not just mekayach minhag. Anyway, we definitely try to get heter le rabbonim where possible. One of the unfortunate cases where this could be relevant is this person's wife, she's yotso medato, right? She goes, unfortunately, she loses her mind. She's no longer, he can't live with his wife because she loses her mind. Lo aleinu. So, and he wants to get married again, but he can't give her a get. Because if she's a shoiter, a lady is a shoiter, she can't be makabel a get. Even though you don't need her das normally, but min haTorah, you can't be makarish isha. If she's a shoita. So therefore, that's one of the scenarios that the Ramah discusses over here. Ramah says, if nishtatis ishtoi, then he is capable of, then he is able to be ishtoi, and that's one of the cases that I think it's not uncommon to require a heter merabonim. Another case, there's a case of an isha who is, for example, I'll tell you a case of the Kedushin. It was most interesting case that Kedushin talks about. There's a lady called the Meredes. It's a whole sugi, a very big sugi in Kedushin, about a lady who's a Meredes, basically who rebels against her husband, and she won't be mekabel haget. She won't be mekedes. She doesn't want it. She does want to be mekabel haget, but she's just basically she's trying to cause trouble. She's trying to cause trouble for her husband. So because Moshe talks about a case of a lady who she received in America a civil divorce already. And she received a big payout from the courts there, and she was just waiting for a get. So the Beis Din there wrote the get, and they sent the get with the shliach to the isha. And the shliach got to the isha and said, "No, I'm not. I don't want to be mekabel the get. I'm never going to be mekabel this get. I want to cause him, my ex-husband, as much trouble as possible. And I'm not going to be mekabel this get because she knew, obviously, if she doesn't accept the get, so she can't get married. Fine, maybe she was okay with that." But in order that her ex-husband should not be her ex-husband, she should not be able to get remarried. So they wrote to Reb Moshe, and they asked Reb Moshe what they should do. And Reb Moshe said that under such circumstances, ideally, you should get heter merabonim. But if it's not possible to get heter merabonim, then Reb Moshe actually paskins there that he's allowed him to get married even while they're heter merabonim. He says Rabbi Gershom was not goyzer for such a scenario. There's lots of other examples where we run out of time.
Which was the Gemara in Yevamos first quoted?
Samachay. Samachay Malad.
Samachay.
Abu Dhabi.
That's a good one.